James and his son, Hunter Biden. Chairman Comer of the Oversight Committee says they are following the money trail, alleging the documents combined with recent witness testimony reveal a pattern of abusing public office for the family's financial benefit. Catherine Herridge, CBS News, Washington.
House Republicans are also stuck on money bills needed to keep all federal agencies funded past Sunday morning. There's a foreign policy element involved, more U.S. aid to Ukraine and its war against the Russian invasion.
So it's not that there's a majority of the House that doesn't want Ukraine money. There's a faction of the House which just happens to hold veto power for as long as the House Speaker wants to do everything on a party line vote, which as of tonight, he still does.
Correspondent Scott McFarland. 2 weeks into their limited strike against the Big Three, the United Auto Workers could announce more specific strike targets about 8 hours from now. Professor Eric Gordon of Michigan University.
If I were the UAW, I would move back to attacking production at the actual car assembly plants. If the union picks one key engine plant at each company, it could do a lot of damage.
The weather watch this overnight is on the Northeast, where remnants of Storm Ophelia are dumping lots of rain with a potential for serious flooding later in the morning in the New York metro area.
That is a cause for concern in the subways, for people with underground apartments, for places with basements, and anyone who's traveling in the airports in and out of New York, you are going to be facing delays.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson. Come next spring, California fast food workers could get a significant pay increase.
When it takes effect in April, fast food workers in California will have the highest guaranteed base salary in the industry, $20 an hour. Governor Gavin Newsom signed the law among fast food workers and labor leaders in Los Angeles.
We saw the abuse. We saw the inequities in terms of the wages and the treatment, and we realized we had a responsibility.
It's a win for labor unions, which have worked to organize the fast food employees to get higher pay and better working conditions. On average, fast food workers in the U.S. earn $13.43 an hour. Matt Piper, CBS News.
He was memorable in the Harry Potter film series. Actor Michael Gambon has died after a bout with pneumonia. Michael Gambon was 82. Dow futures are up 56 points. NASDAQ futures up 33. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A lot of schools talk about training the cybersecurity workforce of the future, but do they really deliver? My Computer Career has been supplying the IT workforce with thousands of skilled, certified pros for 15 years. Train with the experts in support, networking, or cybersecurity and start your career in months, not years. Upskill even faster. On campus or live online, qualified students may get financial aid, including the GI Bill. My Computer Career. Accredited, acclaimed, effective. Take the free career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal.
brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 53, overnight, under overcast skies, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy, tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 74. Lows around 59, tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Highs around 80, Saturday, under overcast skies. 81, Sunday, chance for scattered storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. Oh, it's going, no one knows.
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Greg Bach is on the board.
Hello.
And we are still, Greg Bach, on
Baby Watch.
We are still on Baby Watch. No word, except that LJ apparently is a little reluctant to leave her very comfy home, current home.
I mean, it's rent free.
Well, it's rent free. I'm sure it's warm and
food
and all the things you need. So nothing to report right now. Again, as soon as we know something, we will absolutely share it with you. And Dr. Kristen Lyerly is going to be here at 11 o'clock for our public cervix announcement. And one of the things that we're going to talk about is what your body is going through when you are in this stage of pregnancy. And what's happening. And also, I want to know what friends and family can do for a new mom that is going to be the most useful, least intrusive
yeah.
thing, right?
What can I do to help? Don't yell at me.
Yeah, everybody wants to help, but we want to make sure that it's the right kind of help. So, also, coming up at 10:50, you have an opportunity to win a $100 gift card that's courtesy of Auto Glass Now. This is $100 you can spend any way you want to. You don't have to spend it with them. They're just doing this because they're pretty wonderful.
That's pretty wonderful. And I got to say, everyone who's called in and given us what they want to do with it has been heartfelt and beautiful. Yep. No one's like, I'm getting an extra tall Bloody Mary this weekend. It's been very kind, very generous individuals calling. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. So coming up at 10:50, start thinking about it now. If you had this $100 from Auto Glass Now, what would you do with it? And we're going to take three callers. When you hear the sound of the breaking glass is when you want to call at 844-967-2789. We will take the first three callers who get through, ask you what you're going to do with the money. And then, as we know, Greg is a judge. He's the yum judge.
I'm the yum judge.
So we will be judging who is going to pick up that cash. And then at 11 o'clock again, of course, public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. If you have questions for her, you can always text them in. And 11:33, J.R. Radcliffe is a sports reporter with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. There's a few things
going on. Oh, there's some things to talk about today.
Yeah, there's just a couple of things going on. So stick around for that coming up at 11:30. Right now, though, Greg, I wanted to start with Robin Voss says what?
Oh, the popcorn king is back again. He's saying dumb things, and I want to go blip.
So was it yesterday in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, they had a piece on who is Robin Voss?
Yeah.
And it basically gave some of his background, where he went to school and how long he's been in the legislature and what his businesses are and things like that. It wasn't a hit piece by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
It was just pretty much, this is who he is, and this is what he does, and his businesses, et cetera, et cetera. Today, in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, there's an opinion piece by said Robin Voss, the same man, with the headline that says, Tony Evers and Democrats said they wanted Iowa-style redistricting, then they rejected it. If Governor Tony Evers is truly interested in resolving this issue, why won't he take yes for an answer?
You know, I really have to hand it to the Popcorn King, because when they made it such a simple, like, we're going to do the Iowa style of redistricting. There you go. And they walked away. And of course, every Democratic leader, every Democratic pundit, anybody who has a big, like a Democratic as in the party opinion was like, yeah, right. This is a trap. We don't trust you. And we have every reason not to trust you. So after that happened, they're all like, well, you said you wanted fair maps and we're giving you, no, you are not. Because every story that ran about this map proposal.
Yes.
Always said the same thing. Almost, nearly, pretty much, not exactly, because they left that loophole and they're saying if it doesn't come to a consensus,
right,
they get to do whatever they want.
Like they do right now.
Yeah.
So this is not, as you said, Greg Bach, the Iowa redistricting plan.
It's similar. There's another word they used.
Yes, yeah, similar, but it is not the same thing because, again, ultimately, it puts the power back in the hands of the lawmakers who then can draw up any maps that they want and pass them, and we're still stuck in this process.
Yep.
So in today's op-ed piece in the Journal Sentinel, Mr. Voss says, I recently proposed we establish an independent, nonpartisan redistricting commission to remove politics from the process, restore confidence in our state's electoral system, and help our state move on from the bitter partisan battles of the last 2 years. Our neighboring state, Iowa, has employed a nonpartisan independent redistricting commission for many years and have had great success. Countless Democrats, even our governor, have previously supported such a model. If Evers is truly interested in resolving this, why won't he take yes for an answer? And why did all Assembly Democrats but one vote no on the very proposal they authored, even after we made changes and adopted 7 amendments to address their newfound concerns? Now, this really makes me laugh. I sincerely doubt this is a simple change of heart. More likely, it appears the financial and political calculus has changed. Deep-pocketed donors have recently committed millions of dollars to advocating for judicial-drawn districts. I propose the Evers plan to adopt the Iowa model, an independent nonpartisan redistricting commission to be created by the legislative and executive branches. In 2019, Governor Evers said people should get to choose their elected officials. Now he and his allies want state Supreme Court justices to draw our maps. We are simply calling on the governor to stick to his word. The alternative of kicking the can down the road is continued instability is untenable. Let's embrace bipartisanship, Greg Bach, and cooperation so we can get back to the business of governing. From addressing the cost of living to ensuring our kids have a quality education and building a strong economy for all Wisconsinites.
I'd like to believe that he actually put the name Greg Bach in there, like he was talking to me. I talk to him a lot on Twitter. I mean, if you follow me on Twitter, folks, I am Greg Bach. You can see the one-sided conversation I've been having with Robin Voss for years now. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. He always presents himself as this mild-mannered,
reasonable,
man of the people. Mm-hmm. I'm here to help. I'm the guy who's going to get Wisconsin going again. And he has never done anything but show that he is in the interest of himself, which is a businessman, a property owner.
Yes.
And other businesses with tax cuts and dive bombing what was a much better Brewers deal from Governor Evers, which was much more fiscally responsible. It gained interest in the savings, said no. And then he proposes a deal that is nearly three times and then just puts Milwaukee and the people on the hook.
Yep.
And walks away saying, well, we can't let them leave. I love baseball. And that's the other thing that really makes me mad about him is that I would respect him if he was a savvy, silver-tongued politician who could walk in the room going, hey, guys, how about that Christian Yelich really good home run the other night? Instead, he walks in the room going, bleep, blorp, baseball, bat, hit, ball. I love sports, people. America, Wisconsin. I mean, he's been in office for 20 years. Years.
2004.
And that's not even counting being elected as a county supervisor.
Right. Yeah. He's been on the public dime for a long time. It's a good gig if you can get it.
What a moocher.
844 877-927-2789. Love to know what you think about this op-ed piece in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Robin Voss. And just reading some of the comments on JS Online, this is the most disingenuous, morally bankrupt argument I've read in a long time. And that's saying something, because I follow state politics closely. You were against this before you were for it, because all you care about is power, not democracy. What you and your GOP cronies are proposing here isn't even the actual Iowa-style redistricting approach. Sorry, the Supreme Court's ours now. We took it back fair and square. Time for real, honest, and fair election maps.
I mean, that's what it comes down to as well. It's like, this is just sore loserdom. This is sore loserdom.
Oh, absolutely.
And there have been, I mean, I think Matt Gaetz said that if we had, Matt Gaetz said something to the effect of, and I apologize for not remembering the exact quote, but things are like, fair maps, Republicans admit they don't win. Election equality in our elections, ability for ballots to be like registration, things like that.
Yep.
They lose elections. Electoral college goes away. They lose elections.
Oh, yeah.
And they all know it because they've all said it in interviews. So this is just another example of absolute sore loserdom coming from the man who holds the heavy crown of popcorn on his head.
He does. It is a heavy. Heavy, and the orb is even heavier.
Yeah.
I've heard. Another comment, since the GOP-controlled legislature can still push their own maps at the end of the day, this is not the Iowa-style fair map drawing. This is what they said about this. Quote, Iowa State Auditor Rob Sand said, this isn't the Iowa model. It's also just impossible to expect Iowa-style fair results when you still have the capacity to gerrymander at the end of the day, which is what this bill allows for. They can reject and reject and draw their own. You can't do that in Iowa. That's why the Iowa system works. If they have pulled that out, then you do not have the Iowa system in this bill. And again, that's the whole problem.
Ba-boom.
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 844-967-2789. Reactions, thoughts, feelings.
Fears.
Fears, concerns. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, we've got that $100 giveaway coming up at 10:50, so stick around for that. We are coming up against a break. We will take your calls and your texts right after this. Stick around. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
To As Goes Wisconsin, Jay Matmere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and we are kicking around an op-ed that Robin Voss has this morning in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where he basically says, you want fair maps. We gave you this great deal. What's the problem?
Yeah.
Why don't you want them anymore?
I think it's also important to remember that he almost got primaried last time. He won by very few votes. And what's weird is that I'm glad the other guy didn't win, because that guy, Steen, was.
Oh, Brian, Style.
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 Bonkers.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call and or text. We're going to go to the phone lines. Charles in Green Bay. Good morning, Charles. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Jane. How are you doing today?
I am well, thank you. What do you think about Mr. Voss's op-ed?
Okay, first of all, you got to think about the whole puzzle. You can't look at just pieces of the puzzle to make a puzzle. I was a teacher for many years, and I always thought outside the box. Well, Robin Voss is tearing up the box so that he can build the box. There is not, if you're going to do it via the Iowa way, then you do it via the Iowa way, not the Robin Voss way,
yep.
Which means you take pieces out. That's not the Iowa way. Robin Voss is afraid to do it the Iowa way because it's not going to go his way.
For sure.
They're going to be redrawn, and they're going to be redrawn correctly. He is a coward when it comes to truth and justice. The fact of the matter is, if you're going to do it the Iowa way, you have to do it 100% the Iowa way, not this 75% or whatever the hell it comes down to. Pardon my language.
That's all right, Charles.
But you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's also, it's lying by omission. You know what I mean?
That's right.
It's leaving out this, and it's a really important part of this puzzle that he conveniently didn't mention in his op-ed, that in their model, it ultimately can go back to the legislature twice, and then they can pass whatever they want. So it's really disingenuous, right?
Which is the Robin Voss way.
Lying to the public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And lying by omission.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Charles. Have a wonderful day. Really appreciate your calling. A texter from the 608 says, if Republican voters had pride, they would be insulted with how stupid Robin Voss thinks they are. He's losing, and we are not letting him off the hook.
And a text from the 414 boiled it down even harder to Robin Voss is a corrupt, self-serving jerk.
Ah, well, that was subtle.
And the thing to ask the question here is, I don't want to say I feel sympathy for Robin Voss because I don't feel anything for a man who feels nothing. But he is in a very tenuous situation because, like I said, he almost got primaried by a bunch of people who are basically calling him a rhino. You've got the people on the left who do not trust him whatsoever.
At all, right.
So what is he trying to create? What is his end goal here? Because usually you think of it like as some sort of evil plan, but like, I think he's just, it is, okay, go with me here. Is he just trying to say, would you guys just please like me? Like, my friends over here don't like me. You don't, does anybody like me? Can someone please like me?
See, and I don't think it's about being liked at all. His goal is keeping his cushy job that he's had for a long, long time and the power that he wields. Life is good. Why would I want to mess this up?
But you need to have friends to do it. And right now, he probably has less than he did 5 years ago.
Yeah, but I don't. In this instance, do you really have to be friends?
Well,
don't you just need enough leverage?
Yeah, I mean, when I say friends, I use it in the terms being used in politician speak. Like,
yeah,
I'll say it better. Where are his allies?
Good question. Because it doesn't appear to be Devin Lemahieu, although I am not that well versed on that. We'll leave that for another time.
Yeah, yeah.
844-967-2789. We have Dave from Mequon is on the line. Dave, we only got about 2 minutes left. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I don't think you want to use Iowa as representation, to be honest with you. The reason being, so I've had family in Iowa for a long, long time. Iowa is about as red as it can be right now. If you look at the makeup of the House legislature in Iowa, you only have 38 Democrats in the entire state versus 64 Republicans. They don't control anything in the state of Iowa. Nothing.
Well, it's not so. David, it's not so much about who controls the power in Iowa. It's how they design their maps. And the methods.
Okay.
And even if we do get redrawn maps in Wisconsin, Dave, there's no guarantee that the Democrats are going to sweep everything and achieve, major majorities. That's not. I think people are just tired of cheating. I think people are sick of of their voices not being heard because their lawmakers are so insulated, they do not have to respond to the needs of their constituents or the wants of their constituents. And I think Wisconsinites are tired of that.
Well, I'll put it to you this way. So I also have family in Illinois, and I look at what the Democratic Party has done to the Republican Party in the Chicago area. And when they lost the congressional seats, they purposely designed it so where the Democrats would still have their representation, you know, equal amount. And the same thing was going on in New York, but that got thrown out because in New York they had a big controversy. So it depends on which party controls which state. It really, it goes both sides.
Well, for sure, Dave. And I don't know if you've heard this before, but I mean, we have talked about the gerrymander in Illinois, and none of us agree with that either. I don't want to see that either. I don't think that's right. I don't want either side to cheat like that. Let's make it fair.
But that's why
we're running out of time, Dave. Thank you so very much.
Yeah.
You can check in anytime, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We are coming up against the bottom of the hour news. When we come back, it's going to be the good, the bad, the chocolate milk. Keep it right here. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
It'd be great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 53, overnight under overcast skies, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy, tomorrow high temperatures reach up to 74. Lows around 59, tomorrow night partly cloudy skies. Highs around 80, Saturday under overcast skies. 81, Sunday, chance for scattered storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 61.
Wisconsin, Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Rick Buck is on the board. You are always welcome to join us. Call, text 844-967-2789. No word from Mama to be yet. No movement, no action. Greg, we remain on
Baby Watch.
Thank you.
Sometimes you got to press the right button.
That helps. Yes, we are on Baby Watch. So again, once we know anything, we will pass it along. I do want to remind you, coming up at 10:50, we will be taking the first three callers, and this is all courtesy of the fine, generous people at Autoglass Now. $100 gift card is up for grabs. All you have to do is tell us what you would do with that $100, and then we're going to pick somebody.
That's
pretty easy.
That's democracy.
So what you want to do is you want to listen for the sound of broken glass or breaking glass, which I have a feeling might come towards the end of this segment.
Whoa. Oh, making it so easy.
Right? So easy for you. So stick around for that. I did want to go back just for a couple of texts. Greg, we were talking about today's op-ed in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel by Robin Voss, Assembly Speaker, Popcorn King. He's like, here's your, we offered you fair maps. Now you don't want them. What's up with that? And basically it's because this is not the Iowa model. Ultimately, the legislature retains the power and can draw whatever maps they want, which is what they've done for the last decade. So
yeah. That
doesn't change anything. Josh Egan checking in on the live stream. I would love a fair fight. Nothing more, nothing less. And I think that's what a lot of people want. I think a lot of Wisconsinites don't like cheaters. And we don't like people who don't play fair. And I think we would just like to see a more level playing field to even things out. Not that Democrats are going to sweep everything and just take over the government, because we are a 50-50 state.
Yeah.
And also, our friend Joe McClear checking in. Are you guys going to talk about tonight's game? Because if you need someone to pester you about how the Lions are going to pound the Packers into the dirt, just let me know.
We're on Joe McClear watch, too.
J.R. Radcliffe from the Journal Sentinel is going to be joining us at 11:30. So we will certainly be talking about the Packers game tonight. We're going to talk about the big Bucks trade that happened yesterday. We'll get some Brewers in there as well. So stay close for, J.R. Radcliffe, who will be joining us at 11:30. Right now, though, we're going to do the good, the bad, and the chocolate milk.
Oh, boy.
And, Greg, we're going to start out with the good.
Yeah.
Last night was the second Republican presidential debate.
And how was it for you?
It was great because I didn't watch it.
Me either.
That was good.
Oh, felt so.
Felt really
so good.
It felt so really good.
It's like it washes over you.
It does.
It just feels so nice.
No, I actually watched the latest episode of Only Murders in the Building on Hulu. Which is so good.
What a pleasure.
Yeah, so good.
We'll be talking more about that next week.
Next week. Oh. The season finale is coming up. So what were you watching last night?
I was watching stand-up comedy. I was at the Laughing Tap, which we'll talk about more later on in the show.
Yeah.
But we have our weekly open mic on Wednesdays, which, by the way, whether you're a comic or a spectator, and I'm going to tell you, last night, there were so many spectators. It was like 2-to-1 spectators.
Wow.
People were coming in, watching. It was great. It was a packed house.
Cool.
For an open mic. And it was by far the best open mic we've ever had. The laughter, fun. Everyone was on point. The drinks were flowing. I was laughing. I was high-fiving.
Wow.
I mean, it was peak fun.
All right. Peak fun. Well, that sounds like a better use of your time.
Yeah.
Than watching last night's GOP presidential debate. Charlie Sykes and the Bulwark this morning, it just makes me laugh. Do we have to pretend that last night's kids' table debate mattered? Are we really going to do this again? The debate itself was a muddled mess, a non-event distinguished only by its embarrassing lack of substance and utter pointlessness. Other than that, it was great.
Yeah, I mean, Vivek Ramaswamy definitely going for the T-Birds look.
With his hair?
Yeah, that he definitely, you know, bringing the Danny Zuko vibe.
Oh, for sure. And Nikki Haley took a shot at him, telling Vivek Ramaswamy at one point, "Honestly, every time I hear you, I feel a little bit dumber." And the only other thing, because I did watch some recaps this morning, because we knew we were going to talk about this.
Yeah.
The only thing that really stood out for me was former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was up on the stage, and he had this to say to Donald Trump.
And Donald Trump should be here to answer for that, but he's not. And I want to look in that camera right now and tell you, Donald, I know you're watching. You can't help yourself. I know you're watching, okay? And you're not here tonight, not because of polls and not because of your indictments. You're not here tonight because you're afraid of being on the stage and defending your record. You're ducking these things. And let me tell you what's going to happen. You keep doing that, no one up here is going to call you Donald Trump anymore. We're going to call you Donald Duck.
Oh. What a burn.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's 2023. In the 8 years we had to put up with Donald Trump and the numerous fails from various candidates, whether you're Jeb Bush's or your Marco Rubio's or Ted Cruz's to try to
take him down,
that was the best one. Because remember, I mean, say what you will about Chris Christie. The man comes with confidence, that New Jersey swagger.
Absolutely.
And he will look in that, and he doesn't care. But you worked for him for a long time. You defended him and whatever, but fine.
Yeah. It was a lighthearted moment.
Yeah, it was.
Whether or not that's going to help Chris Christie, I very highly doubt.
No, but I will say this. I'd if a Republican had to take office and you're like, no, if someone said a Republican will be the president next time, of all of them, I would rather be Chris Christie, because I think of all of them, he is the one who can walk in the White House, say, let's just talk. I do. That might be naive, but I feel like, I don't know.
He did manage to get some things done.
Yeah, so.
When he was governor.
If you have problems with that, please at me at Jay Weber.
No, don't do that. Nicholas Grossman also writing in this morning's Bulwark. No one last night tried to make a what type of party do we want to be case against corruption and authoritarianism. It was surreal how the debate moderators avoided the profound historical question of nominating a man who will be on trial for federal felonies during the campaign. And it was ridiculous that no candidate mentioned that the man they are trailing in the polls makes anti-democracy assertions on a regular basis. No one also mentioned Donald Trump said last week that General Milley should be executed for treason.
Well, and that's, you know, the reason why they don't bring it up is because then they have to admit that they're complicit in it. Their party, not just the man who's going to be on trial, but their party is complicit in these problems. And they have no capability of doing that because they don't have the game to say it out loud, then have a plan to go forward and say, this is how we fix it.
Yeah, there's very little substance about policies.
No. Absolutely not. They don't have to. Right now, this is, like he said, this is the kids' table. They're slap fighting right now.
Yeah.
You know, so, all right. But the good was great because we didn't watch.
Because we didn't watch. And I guess that is one plus in this age of technology being everywhere and having access to everything. Back in the olden days, Greg Bach, in my early days in radio, we actually had to watch every single thing in order to talk about it. Or you waited until the next day when the paper got printed.
Which edition? The morning or the afternoon or the evening final?
Exactly. So it's kind of nice, again, that we don't all have to subject ourselves to these things. The good, the bad, and the ugly continues on As Goes Wisconsin. Now we're going to go to the bad. This is sad.
Yeah. Michael Gambon.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Michael Gambon, British actor. He was Sir Michael Gambon.
Yes, he was. My apologies. Sir Michael Gambon.
Yep. Has died at the age of 82. He was the second Dumbledore.
Correct. He took over in Harry Potter and the...
It was the third one, wasn't it?
Yes, and I'm not remember the name of it right now. Not the Goblet of Fire. That's the fourth one. The Prisoner of Azkaban. And he brought an energy to that. Now, Richard Harris...
Was wonderful.
Was wonderful, and he also had his own energy, which was a very, like, astute, like... You respected him as soon as he walked in the room.
Yes.
But Michael Gambon brought fun and agility to that role, and he had energy, and he moved about the room, and it was great to watch both of them for what they did. But Michael Gambon was an amazing actor in countless films and TV shows, and I was talking to a friend, and even though right now, and rightly so, he's being hailed as Dumbledore.
Sure.
He was also in a movie back in the 90s called Toys with Robin Williams, Joan Cusack, himself, LL Cool J, about an eccentric toy maker who dies and leaves his company to his children, being Robin Williams and Joan Cusack. And Michael Gambon plays Robin Williams' brother. LL Cool J plays the nephew and has original music from Tori Amos. It is so weird, but it's so beautiful. And the performances are amazing.
I remember that the name of that movie. Yeah. I know I've never seen it.
You should, honestly, I think you would really enjoy it. It's called Toys.
Okay.
Starring Robin Williams. You can't miss it. The cover has a picture of Robin Williams' face.
I can see it in my head.
Yeah. So,
for sure.
But that's where I got to know Michael Gambon for the first time. And it's an amazing film.
Oh, well, high praise from Greg Bach.
High praise indeed.
Worth checking out. You can watch that the next time you don't want to watch a political debate. There's an option for you. Yeah, so Sir Michael Gambon has died at the age of 82. The Irish-English star died on Thursday following a bout of pneumonia. He died peacefully in the hospital with his wife and his son by his side. So, yeah.
We send love.
We send love.
Happy thoughts to his family.
And gratitude for...
Yeah.
For all his wonderful performances. And you're right, I think he brought a twinkle to Dumbledore, a lightness, a little
hee-hee. Cheshire grin.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I know what you're doing. I like it. I'll be the leader. I'll be the authority, but keep doing what you're doing.
I'm still fun.
Yeah.
I'm still fun. All right, and finally, it's the good, the bad, and Greg Bach brought this up this morning. Very, very passionate about.
The chocolate milk?
The good, the bad, and the chocolate milk. What does that mean?
So Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has made it his battle cry to save chocolate milk for all the little kids all across the land.
Is chocolate milk under threat?
So the USDA has proposed a possible ban of flavored milk, so that'd be chocolate and strawberry milk, for elementary and middle school, but focusing a lot more on elementary school just because of the amount of sugar that's in it.
Right.
And trying to keep those sugar levels lower for children, because that's not the healthiest thing in the world. And Tom Tiffany said,
one of our representatives
here in the state of Wisconsin, I believe the 7th district, said no to gun control, no to pay equality, no to basic equity and living your life in your truth. He said, this is my hill to die upon. I shall take up the flag and plant it here, and I shall say chocolate milk for one, chocolate milk for all, and you can have it when you pry it from my icy cold hand.
Nicely done.
Thank you very much. I mean, he is not only taking up time in the Congress, but he's also doing interviews and tweeting all over the place about this because he's made it such an important problem to fix. when really it's just the USDA saying, hey, kids, maybe not so much with the sugary stuff.
Granted, and we had chocolate milk in school. And I understand the reason obesity is a huge problem in this country, especially among our kids. And but I don't know that they should ban it.
I don't. Well, I also don't think that it needs to be this big of a problem. So,
well, I think considering all the other things that party likes to scream about, it seems pretty low on the priority list.
Yeah.
Or at least it should be pretty low on the priority list, considering some of the other challenges that the country is facing and Wisconsinites are facing.
Agreed. Wait, what's that sound, Jane?
Oh, what?
What's that sound? Oh my gosh. That's broken glass.
Oh, it sounds like glass breaking. This would be the time you would want to call 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Auto Glass Now has a $100 gift card for you. We'll take the first three callers. That's coming up next. Stay right here. This is As Goes to Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Anyway.
Jane Mantenere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Buck is on the board. We still have room for one more. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You can win a $100 gift card right now, courtesy of Auto Glass Now. They offer fast, reliable, convenient service for a limited time only. Auto Glass Now offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Auto Glass Now today for all of the details. And basically what we're doing is we're just taking your calls because we're nosy and we want to know what you're going to do with this $100. Because you can spend it on anything you want.
Anything you want.
I know.
You could buy $100 of chocolate milk.
You could buy $100.
We did get a texture from from John from Menominee Falls saying, wouldn't it be nice if Tom Tiffany cared more about banning books than he did about banning chocolate milk?
Thank you, John. Yes, that it would be nice.
Also, he's not trying to save strawberry milk. Strawberry milk is trash.
Oh.
It's gross.
Editorial.
Yep. All right, cool.
Not strawberry milk. All right. Again, if you want to jump in, we have room for three callers. We have two lined up. If you want to be the third one, 844-967-2789. Otherwise, we're going to Dave in the Shaw. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Good, Jane. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. So let's talk money, Dave. You have a hot $100 gift card in your hands, courtesy of Auto Glass Now. What do you do with the cash?
I try to be an advocate for our community, and today I am calling to see if you're willing to donate that to an organization called PFLAG Waukesha. They're one of a number of chapters around the state and the country that support the LGBTQ community and their families. Last month they had a picnic at Frame Park here in Waukesha, and it was a family picnic, and a church in Brookfield, funny enough, called Mercy Seat, showed up and like harassed them the entire time.
Oh.
And Quinn Clark from the Journal Sentinel picked up on it. She wrote a really fantastic article about what happened and about the organization PFLAG. And I'm just really passionate about supporting people that have their voice being taken away, or that aren't comfortable in their own skin because of being harassed by people like that church in Brookfield. And I would just love to make a donation to them to support PFLAG and their organization and the work that they're doing here in Waukesha.
That's really generous,
Dave. We love that. Thank you very much, Dave.
Hang on.
Yep.
Do not go away. We got to take our other two calls. We're going now to Kevin in Peshtigo. Good morning, Kevin. Thank you for joining us. What are you going to do with that $100?
I have a good friend. She's actually a second grade school teacher, and she's been out for some time. And her students have been sending her messages and get well cards and through this whole ordeal. And I was going to take the money and give a pizza party to her students.
Oh.
Students for a pizza party.
That's nice.
That's very sweet.
That's sweet. You can probably get a fair amount of good pizza for $100.
I'm thinking so.
All right, Kevin, we're going to put you on hold. Don't hang up. Because we're running short on time, and I want to get to Don. Don from Waukesha is calling in. Good morning, Don. What are you going to do with that $100 from Auto Glass Now?
Well, I'd like to take my wife of 45 years to Joey Gerard's for a really nice steak dinner.
When is your anniversary?
March 24th. That was a trick question, Jane.
But you knew what it was, so I applaud you for that, Don.
Very slick. Good job, Don.
Very slick, Don. All right. Stay on hold, Don. Greg and I are going to have to... Confab about this.
Confab time.
It's really hard to judge, except for you.
Oh, I'm so good at it.
I know. I love that Don wants to take his wife out for dinner, for a lovely dinner. 45 years. I just don't know if a dinner is enough.
I mean, that's just the start.
That's a remarkably long time.
That's
an achievement.
That's big.
It is. That's big. And then, of course, Kevin from Peshtigo, his friend who's the second grade teacher and wants to give the kids a pizza party.
That's very sweet. Everyone is so generous.
I know. Nobody's I'm going to buy shoes.
Yeah. Why can't someone just be like, you know what? I'm just going to take it. I'm going to burn it in front of the poor. No, they're all so nice and kind and generous, and I love it.
And then Dave from the Shaw.
Dave from the Shaw.
Wants to donate to PFLAG.
Yes.
To help show support for our LGBTQ+.
Yes, absolutely.
Our community. So, what are you feeling there? What are you feeling there, Greg?
I make a decision here, I'm going to go. I vote for Dave from the Shaw.
Dave from the Shaw. All right.
We're going for Dave from the Shaw.
Dave
from
the Shaw.
Kevin and Don, thank you so much for calling. Please, we still have more.
I believe one more week.
Yeah. So please do not give up. Call back. We want to talk to you.
We will do this again next Thursday at the same time. Right around 10:50, but the decision has come down. Dave from the Shaw, congratulations, $100. Really generous, generous of you, and also the generous people at Auto Glass Now.
Exactly.
They are the ones who are making this possible and not requiring you to spend that $100 with them.
No, and Dave, please stay on the line. I'm going to get to you at the break to get your information real quick. And also, like I said before, I'd love to know if the people from Auto Glass Now... very generous to do this, and if they were almost saying that I want this to be an experiment, I want them to know that the money that they have been giving us to give to other people has been given to
other
generous causes. Like, yeah. No one has been saying it's for me.
Right.
I mean, honestly, and if it was like, hey, my house got hit by a tornado, I need to buy school supplies, or that's fine too.
Absolutely.
It's been all in the vein of generosity.
See, this is what Wisconsin is. This is what I'd like to believe that Wisconsinites are.
Well, good people.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Dave from the Shaw, hang on. We will get your information. And again, thank you so much to Auto Glass Now. They offer fast, reliable, convenient service for a limited time only. Auto Glass Now offering 50% off their windshield replacement. Call your local Auto Glass Now today for all of the details and call them and thank them for their generosity as well. That would be terrific. Coming up against the break, when we come back, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here with a public cervix announcement.
And I got that.
We're going to talk about what's going on with your body when you're close to delivering a baby.
That's right.
And then we're going to talk flu shots as well, so stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Don't go away on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. Moving on different tracks, the two houses of Congress have been approving legislation to keep some federal agencies funded past an approaching money deadline. Working late into the evening, the House passed several funding bills for Homeland Security, for the Pentagon, for the State Department, but those would not prevent a partial government shutdown come Sunday morning.
Senate has a bipartisan plan with about 80% of senators signing off on it. This grand plan keeps the government open another 45 days, live to fight another day. The House will have a plan tomorrow, likely about a month, could be as short as a week, of a brief continuing resolution just to hit this news button and keep things going. But here's the fundamental dynamic. The House Republicans think the Senate plan costs too much money, and oh, by the way, it includes funds for Ukraine, which House Republicans don't universally accept.
CBS News correspondent Scott McFarland.